Good morning. Today is June the 16th, 2026, Tuesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning I would ask you to turn with me into the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. We'd like to share a few verses with you. Beginning in verse number 8, Paul writes, "But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him." In verse 11, "Therefore encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, this text, these words of encouragement and of hope that Paul writes to the Thessalonican people. Beloved, I don't know of a time in our lives today, I know in my own life at least, since I was a young boy, where there seemed to be so much uncertainty. Seems to be so many things that come into our path every day that I never would have dreamed, never would have even thought of could have happened. There's things that happen on television that I see that I never would have thought on the evening news could have ever came to pass in our great land. There's things that take place around us in our communities, those as well, the elderly that are not having enough to eat, those that are not having the money and the funds and the finances to help them sustain their life, for economic situation is such a bad state. But beloved, each and every day as I pray for the needs in this ministry, the needs of others that may write us, the needs of others that we may see in our path of life, I'm so led back quickly to how blessed I am, how blessed our families are, how blessed my friends are, how blessed each of us are today, beloved, to know that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is here with us. He'll lead us, he'll guide us if we place our trust and our faith firmly and steadfastly in his hands. Paul, writing to the Thessalonican people in verse number 8, he says, "But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not ordained us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." What a powerful truth that Paul gives us today, beloved, that we can have hold of, that we can store today and cling to within our own hearts and lives. For he speaks of faith and love, having that breastplate, having that understanding that faith and love are within us, because of the hope of salvation that we know, as verse 9 states, that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's no greater joy and there's no greater peace, beloved, that you and I can have than that of knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord of our life, that Jesus Christ is the one that we cling to for our hope and our salvation, the one that we cling to at a time of need, at a time such as this, as Paul may write. We're guided and we seem to be steered so many times by the things and the circumstances around us. But you know, I would say today, just as Paul has written, we need to always cling to the Word of God. We need to always have hold of the truth of God's understanding and have it stored in our hearts, have it realized in the lives of the encouragement that God offers us to share with other people, that today in this time, these desolate days, that we know that we need to share that encouragement, beloved, with someone else. For beloved, knowing, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul writes, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him, having that great eternal promise that we can know as those that have been saved, that the hands of God, the love of Christ Jesus today for our souls has been realized. You know, the word says in verse 11, "Therefore encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are also doing." You know, we need to each day, beloved, be that of an encourager. We need to encourage the ones in our family. We need to encourage our friends. We need to encourage the ones at our workplaces. We need to encourage that one that we may run into or meet, maybe a grocery store. So many times there's people there with needs, beloved. All you have to do is just look around. Look outside of the box of your life and you'll see the needs of others. May we this day have the heart that Paul speaks of. May we this day have the encouragement in our hearts so that we may share it from our lips and the life, the witness and the action that God has bestowed in us, so we may encourage one another just as Paul writes. I would ask you today, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, today we come before you with humble hearts, Father. Lord God, we just thank you today for the privilege and for the opportunity, God, you blessed us with just to wake us up. We would ask you, God, today just allow these words to be spoken into our hearts, that you would allow this truth to be realized in each of our lives today. Father, we would ask you today that you would help us and guide us through this pathway of life. Lord, we're all on a journey, God, heading towards heaven that know you, Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Father, for the encouragement that we receive each and every day from the cards and the letters and the emails. God, we do thank you, Father, for all that you do, Father, every day. But God, the greatest gift and the greatest blessing, God, we know is that of salvation that you have poured out on us, God, through the shed blood of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God, may we always be humbled. May we always be thankful, Father, that you have blessed us so that we may encourage one another, so we may teach and preach and testify to the goodness and the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, I would ask you today to be with those that are sick and shut in. I ask you to be near and dear to their families, Lord God, today. Lord, I pray for our nation. Lord, I pray for our soldiers, our men and women fighting for the freedoms of our land. God, I would ask you to bless them and keep them safe, Father, and out of harm's way until the day, Father, that you call them back home to their families. God, I would just ask your blessings to be on this Tuesday. God, may it be a day of peace. May it be a day of reconciliation, God, so that we may cling to your hope and your promise, God, and so that we this day, God, can honor and bless your word through the lives that we live each day. Father, we truly love you today, and we truly thank you, Father, for your love and your great peace that we have today stored in our hearts, that we can be that encourager. God, may we be that positive example in someone's life, Father, that may be walking or treading through a valley in life. God, may you help us to be that. God, may you help us to grow in you. And God, most of all, may we praise you. May we glorify you. May we lift up your holy name, Father, for alone you're worthy. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.